Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Weekend greetings, my friends. So good to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. Hope today's working out well for you, and we'll try to make it that much better with the great songs and great singers. And today, an entire show at the movies. We're featuring the Academy Award-winning Best Original Songs. So on your way through the lobby, be sure to stop and get a snack and a beverage, and then get settled in as we spend a day with the Oscar-winning songs on Seems Like Old Times.
Seems like old times being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times, the Academy Award winners. And the very first award for Best Original Song came at the 7th Annual Ceremonies in 1934. And the winner was The Continental from The Gay Divorcee. It was sung in the film by Ginger Rogers with occasional comment by Fred Astaire.
You know, I don't think it's going to be so bad being kept prisoner here. Hello, hello. That doesn't sound like the prisoner's song to me. Not a bad tune. What is it?
The newest thing over here. Called the Continental.
Continental?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I like it. That's the second thing I found I'd like to take back home with me. You know the words?
Beautiful music. Dangerous rhythm. It's something daring, the Continental. A way of dancing that's really ultra new. It's very subtle, the Continental. Because it does what you want it to do. It has a passion, the Continental. An invitation to moonlight and romance. It's quite the fashion, the Continental. Because you tell of your love while you dance. Your lips whisper so tenderly. Arise, answer your song. Two bodies swaying, the Continental. And you are saying just what you're dreaming of. So keep on dancing, the Continental. For it's a song of romance, the call. You kiss while you're dancing.
It's not a bad idea.
Continental, it's Continental. You sing while you're dancing. Your voice is gentle and sentimental. You stroll together, arm in arm, nonchalantly glide along, with grace and charm you will find. While you're dancing, there's a rhythm in your heart and soul, a certain rhythm that you can't control, and you will do the Continental all the time.
Very first Academy Award-winning song in 1934 from The Gay Divorcee, The Continental. That was Ginger Rogers with a little help from Fred Astaire. Music by Con Conrad and lyrics by Herb Majeson. It beat out The Carioca and Love in Bloom. Obviously, that's the oldest winner on our list. The most recent that we'll feature today came from 1968's The Thomas Crown Affair. Noel Harrison sings Windmills of Your Mind.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel. Never ending or beginning on a never spinning reel. Like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon. Like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space. Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone. Like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space. Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head, Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along a shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragment of a song. I've remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the colour of her hair. A circle in a spiral, a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning reel. As the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
That's Noel Harrison and Windmills of Your Mind, the Academy Award-winning song from the Thomas Crown Affair in 1968. Music by Michelle Legrand and lyrics by Alan and Marilyn Bergman. Windmills beat out Funny Girl, For Love of Ivy, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and Star. Well, as I look at the calendar, I see that Thursday is the 25th. That means just 5 months until Christmas. Just a gentle reminder there. And also, we have two Christmas songs that won Oscars. From Holiday Inn in 1942, Bing Crosby crooned White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card rise. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
If you're just tuning in, I've not lost my mind, and your radio station isn't playing the wrong show. We're doing Academy Award-winning songs today, and that was it from 1942, White Christmas from Holiday Inn by Irving Berlin. Of course, Bing Crosby on the vocals. And there were nine other nominees that year, Always in My Heart, Dearly Beloved, How About You, I've heard that song before, I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo, Love is a Song from Bambi, Pennies for Peppino, Pigfoot Pete, and There's a Breeze on Lake Louise. Now, the best song winner in 1949 wasn't necessarily a Christmas song, but it's become a holiday favorite. Baby, It's Cold Outside came from the film Neptune's Daughter, performed by Esther Williams and Ricardo Montalban.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
in. So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
roar.
So
really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I fall.
The neighbors might
think. But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Eyes are like stars right now.
To break this spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no, no.
Mind
sir.
If I move any closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't.
Oh, baby,
stay.
Don't hold out, baby.
Oh, but it's cold outside.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is
but baby,
no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has
How
been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be sister.
Yes, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Or maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get
but
home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my
but
hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
At
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you got pneumonia and die,
I really can't
get
stay.
Over that old doubt, baby.
Oh, but it's cold outside.
Esther Williams and Ricardo Montalban singing Baby, It's Cold Outside from Neptune's Daughter, the 1949 Academy Award winner for Best Original Song, with music and lyrics by Frank Lesser. It beat out It's a Great Feeling, Lavender Blue, My Foolish Heart, and Through a Long and Sleepless Night. It's movie songs today on Seems Like Old Times. It's a special edition of Seems Like Old Times. Today, the Oscar winners. Since 1934, when the Motion Picture Academy first began giving the award for Best Original Song, four composers have won four different times. One of those is Johnny Mercer. His first was On the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe from the Harvey Girls. Judy Garland sings.
Do you hear that whistle down the line? I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that'll sound that way. On the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
All aboard, she's on her way.
See the old smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day. From the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Here she comes. She's got a list of passengers that's mighty big.
And they'll all want lifts to Brown's Hotel. Cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell. All the way from Philadelphia,
on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Oh, Judy.
Yes?
Will you take a second chorus?
Okay, boys, that I'll do.
Oh, Judy, if we find the right spot, can we come in with you?
Why, sure.
Thanks a lot.
Back in Ohio, where I come from, I've done a lot of dreaming and I've traveled some, but I never thought I'd see the day when I ever took a ride on the Santa Fe.
She never thought she'd see the day she'd ride the Santa Fe.
I would lean across my windowsill and hear the whistle echoing across the hill. Then I'd watch the lights till they fade away on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
The Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
What a thrill with the wheels singing westward ho. From the day I heard them start, across the Kansas plains through New Mexico, I guess I've got a little gypsy in my heart. When I'm old and gray and settled down, if I ever get a chance to sneak away from town, then I'll spend my busman's holiday on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Topeka and the Santa Fe. Atchison, Topeka and the Santa Fe. Ooh.
Johnny Mercer had been nominated 6 times for an Academy Award before he won in 1946 with On the Atchison, Topeka and Santa Fe from the Harvey Girls. That was Judy Garland, of course, on the vocals. The music writer was Harry Warren. And that year they beat out All Through the Day, I Can't Begin to Tell You, Old Buttermilk Sky, and You Keep Coming Back Like a Song. 5 years later, Mercer teamed up with Hoagy Carmichael for his second Oscar. From the motion picture Here Comes the Groom, Bing Crosby and Jane Wyman perform.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening,
tell 'em I'll be there.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening,
save your pappy a chair. When the party's getting the glow on and singing fills the air, in the shank of the night when the dudes are right, well, you can tell them I'll be there.
I like a barbecue.
I like to boil a ham.
And I vote for bouillabaisse stew.
What's that? I'd like a weenie baked steak and a layer cake.
And you'll get a tummy ache too.
We'll rent a tent or a teepee.
Woo-woo.
Let the town crier cry.
All's well.
And if it's RSVP, this is what I'll reply.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening,
tell 'em we'll be there.
If you need a pair of freeloaders
to fracture your affair,
I may even give them Pagliacci.
Now stand back and give him air.
Everyone can relax and we'll have a few yaks.
And you can tell them we'll be there.
We said the bumblebee, let's have a jubilee. When said the prairie hen, soon.
Sure, said the dinosaur. Where, said the grizzly bear, under the light of the moon.
How about your brother jackass? Everyone gaily cried. Are you coming to the fracas?
Ain't gonna blow it.
And over his specs he sighed.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening,
tell him I'll be there.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening,
slick 'em on my hair.
If perchance we look a bit peaked,
remember, sail again.
If we're still on our feet and there's something to eat,
well, you can tell 'em we'll be there.
Cool, cool, cool of the evening.
party's getting a glow on, and singing fills the air.
If there's gas in my hack and my laundry is back,
if there's room for one more and you need me,
why sure.
If you need a new face or a tenor or bass,
if I can climb out of bed and put a head on my head,
well you can tell them we'll be there.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening from Here Comes the Groom in 1951, that was Bing Crosby with Jane Wyman. The best movie song that year written by Hoagie Carmichael, his first and only Oscar, and the second for Johnny Mercer. It beat out Never, Wonder Why, Too Late Now, and A Kiss to Build a Dream On. Mercer would win his third Academy Award for Best Original Song 10 years later, when he teamed up with Henry Mancini for Moon River from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Style someday, old dream maker, you heart breaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way to drift. See the world, there's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbow's end, waiting round the bend. Very friend, Moon River and me.
Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday.
From 1961, Moon River from Breakfast at Tiffany's. Lyrics by Johnny Mercer and the music by Henry Mancini. That was his chorus and orchestra in the second part. The first half was from the soundtrack with Audrey Hepburn. Moon River won the Oscar, beating out Bachelor in Paradise, Love Theme from El Cid, Pocketful of Miracles, and Town Without Pity. The next year, Mancini and Mercer won again for The Days of Wine and Roses.
Days of wine and roses.
Oscar winner for 1962, the title song from The Days of Wine and Roses by Henry Mancini and Johnny Mercer, the first and only back-to-back winners of the Academy Award for Best Original Song. And for Mercer, it was his fourth and final win, beating out the love song from Mutiny on the Bounty, the song from Two for the Seesaw, Tender is the Night, and Walk on the Wild Side. Now, the duo had a chance to win three in a row in 1963 for Charade, but lost out to Call Me Irresponsible. We have movie songs today on Seems Like Old Times. We're back on Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, and today a special edition of the show, the Best Song Academy Award winners. Jerome Kern was considered one of the most important American theater composers, but he was also nominated 7 times for an Oscar. He won twice. The first was in 1936 with Dorothy Fields and The Way You Look Tonight.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, but you're lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look to.
Fred Astaire and The Way You Look Tonight from the motion picture Swing Time in 1936. Music by Jerome Kern and lyrics by Dorothy Fields. It beat out Pennies from Heaven, When Did You Leave Heaven, I've Got You Under My Skin, Did I Remember, and A Melody from the Sky. Kern won the award 5 years later with Oscar Hammerstein II for The Last Time I Saw Paris. It was performed by Ann Southern in the film Lady Be Good.
A lady known as Paris, romantic and charming, has left her old companions and faded from view. Lonely men with lonely eyes are seeking her in vain. Her streets are where they were, but there's no sign of her. She has left the same. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay.
I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxi cabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change, I'll remember of happy hours and people who shared them. Old women selling flowers in markets at dawn. Children who applauded Punch and Judy in the park. And those who danced at and kept our Paris bright till the town went dark. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxi cabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change,
the film Lady Be Good, The Last Time I Saw Paris by Anne Southern, Academy Award winner for the Best Original Song in 1941. It beat out Baby Mine, Be Honest With Me, Blues in the Night, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, Chattanooga Choo Choo, Dolores, Out of the Silence, and Since I Kissed My Baby Goodbye. Lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein and music by Jerome Kern. Now, Kern was upset that The Last Time I Saw Paris won the award because it had been published and recorded before it was used in the movie. So Kern got the Academy to change the rule that only songs that are original and written specifically for the film are eligible to win. The Last Time I Saw Paris was the first win for Oscar Hammerstein. The second Oscar for Oscar came in 1945 with Richard Rodgers. From State Fair, it might as well be spring. It was Luann Hogan who dubbed the vocals for Gene Crane.
The things I used to like, I don't like anymore. I want a lot of other things I've never had before. It's just like Mother says. I sit around and mope, pretending I'm wonderful and knowing I'm a dope.
Margie?
Yes, Mother?
As soon as you're finished, I want you to come down and help me with the pickles.
In a minute, Mother. Pickles.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well.
Lou Ann Hogan sang the vocals for Gene Crane on It Might As Well Be Spring from the 1945 film State Fair. It won Best Original Song for Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein. It took the award from the other nominees, Accentuate the Positive, Anywhere, Aren't You Glad You're You, The Cat and the Canary, Endlessly, I Fall in Love Too Easily, I'll Buy That Dream, Linda, Love Letters, More and More, Sleigh Ride in July, So in Love, and Some Sunday Morning. 14 nominees in all. It's the Songs of Oscar on Today's Seems Like Old Times. On Today's Seems Like Old Times, we have the Academy Award winners for Best Original Song. Harry Warren was a two-time winner. The first was 1935 and The Lullaby of Broadway.
Come on along and listen to The Lullaby of Broadway. The hip hooray and ballyhoo, The Lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of the subway train, the rattle of the taxis, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxine's. When the Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. Milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. Hey, come on along and listen to The Lullaby of Broadway, the Heidi High and Poopadoo, The Lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to go to town and everyone goes crazy. You rock by your baby round till everything gets hazy. Hush, a bye, I'll buy you this and that, you'll hear a daddy saying. And baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day. Good night, baby. Good night. Milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. Listen to The Lullaby of Old Broadway.
table for two, a lady divine, a rhapsody blue, a bottle of wine. Then you'll listen to a siren song. Come and shuffle along.
Come and dance.
My sweetie may not let me.
Come and dance.
Why don't you come and get me?
Of Broadway from the film Gold Diggers of 1935. The best movie song that year, written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. It defeated only two other nominees, Lovely to Look At and Cheek to Cheek. And that was Winnie Shaw who sang it in the film. Harry Warren won his second Oscar for Best Song in 1943, with lyrics by Mack Gordon and the performance by Alice Faye on You'll Never Know.
You'll never know just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, for haven't I told you so? A million or more times you went away and my heart went with you. I speak your name in my every breath. If there I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know how. I miss you. I speak your name my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how.
Terry Warren wrote the music, Mac Gordon the lyrics on You'll Never Know. That was Alice Faye who sang it in Hello Frisco, Hello, a 1943 Academy Award winner for Best Original Song, defeating That Old Black Magic, Happiness is a Thing Called Joe, Change of Heart, My Shining Hour, Saludos Amigos, Say a Prayer for the Boys Over There, They're Either Too Young or Too Old, We Mustn't Say Goodbye, and You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. Well, we have time for one more this hour, and let's jump ahead to 1966 and the title song from a film about a real-life couple who raised an orphan lion cub to adulthood. It's Born Free, and this is Matt Monro.
Born free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows. Born free to follow your heart. Live free and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you. It's time you look at a star. Stay free. Where no walls divide you, you're free as a roaring tide, so there's no need to hide. Born free, and life is worth living, but only worth living 'cause you're born free. Stay free when no walls divide you. As a roaring tide, so there's no need to hide. Born free, and life is worth living, but only worth living 'cause you're born free.
Matt Monro and Born Free, the 1966 Oscar winner for Best Original Song, written by John Barry and Don Black. And that's it for hour number one of today's Seems Like Old Times. More Oscar winners after the break.